Hi guys, welcome back to Hot Girl 3. It's your host with the most, Malaysia. So let's get into this topic of the week. As you can see, I'm being very consistent. I'm trying my hardest, guys, so bear with me. It has been a week since the last episode where we're talking about these Smash Your Past videos, but we're going to get into a new topic such as Carmen and Corey in the Michi situation and prime time. So first off, if you don't know who Carmen and Corey is, some of you may have known them from, you know, when they used to do that Create a House with Trey Bills, I'm Just Ari, him and Gilly, Kiana J and Prime, all of them was in the house. Oh, and Neek and King, can't forget about them. But you know, infamously there was a whole Create a House, what was this, like 2016 2018, when YouTube was very popping for a lot of black creators to have content houses. But you know, that's before that, you know, Carmen and Corey was already established, you know, YouTube couple. But as you can see, there has been multiple, you know, rumors and, you know, infidelities and, you know, a lot of things going on in their marriages, such as Corey stepping out on their marriage multiple times, you know, Carmen and Corey bring it up multiple times due to these allegations or, you know, rumors about him cheating. So, as you know, recently, you know, Carmen and Corey have broken up yet again. I think it's been a month, like 2 months so far. But as you know, recently, they are not together right now. And, you know, Carmen did, you know, Corey kicked Carmen out. And Carmen is fighting for custody over her two kids with Corey. And, you know, there's a lot of that going on in the relationship right now. But, you know, they have, you know, she went to Prime, invited her to Michi's house, his So Crazy TV. I actually recommend y'all watching that. It was actually pretty good. I actually enjoyed it. You know, there's a lot of drama going on in that house. You know, a lot of cat fighting, but it is what it is. But I actually recommend go watching that on Michi's channel, So Crazy TV. I actually enjoy it. I think it's like a 9-part series on his channel. But basically, Carmen and Corey were broken up at this time, and Prime asked her to come in her house because the house was just like not fighting for Michi. And so he was like, I need Carmen to come in. So Carmen and Michi, you know, if you know, you know. But at the end of the day, at the end of the season, Carmen basically won the season for Michi's love. And then there was a video that Michi posted, because Corey was posting that him and Carmen got back together, and he's like, God did this, I've been going to church. But turns out Carmen and him just went to a car show together. They was dressed up in the same attire, same racing jacket. But Carmen like went to go shut it down. She was like, this is the child of my father. I mean, child of my father, the father of my children. So of course I'm gonna be there to support him. You know, at the end of the day, she has kids with this man. She has so many years and so much history with him. So it is what it is. But anyway, I guess Corey thought this was his, like, time, like, yeah, we're getting back together. But, you know, you really tried to deport this girl. You call her an illegal immigrant. And so many things under the sun. And you trying to take full custody of the children. You're not even trying to give her partial custody. You're just trying to take the kids. And I'm just like, what in your right mind thinks y'all back together? But Carmen, you know, quickly shut that down. It's like, we're not back together. Like I said, they're not back together. She was just there. So then Michi seen that. Michi posted a video of him, of Carmen and him kissing. This, I think it's an old video. But and Corey was like, well, I troll harder, watch. And then a few days later, Corey posted a photo of him in a hotel. And then the crazy thing is, Carmen posted a photo in a hotel too. It's the exact same hotel room. And that's what's basically him saying, like, I'm in the same hotel with my wife. Like, you ain't got her like that, Michi. She's still with me. So then Michi deleted the video that he posted on Instagram. And yeah, I was like, ooh, not y'all being messy. I said, ooh, not y'all being messy. Anyway, but Corey was just trolling. Because obviously, you know, Michi got in his head. But Carmen went to go, like, you know, like I said, she shut that down. It's like, we're not back together. And turns, somebody was saying, like, that he photoshopped a photo to make it look like that he was in a hotel room with her. I wouldn't be surprised. He said he was trolling. So I wouldn't be surprised if he did that, you know, with Corey. I don't know. Corey literally does what he does. He trolls. So I wouldn't be surprised about that. But this whole situation is just crazy because Michi really actually liked her. And I think he actually gained my actual feelings for the girl. Because a few days later, he got on live and people were bashing Carmen in the comments. And you know this is how Michi was raised, right? Because he told his fans, like, hey, we're spreading love and positivity. Don't be go bashing her. Like, it is what it is. Like, I'm going to focus on me. Because as you should. You are a very respectable young man. Unfortunately, Carmen is not ready for a relationship. And, you know, she's been in a marriage for a while. She has kids, you know. She's probably not trying to worry about a relationship. And I think Michi finally understands that. Even though, you know, he really had feelings for her. Because, like, if you really watch, they had real chemistry. And I think it's very unfortunate because he got hurt in the end because he really liked her. But in the day, this girl is my bad, this woman is still married. She has kids. She has to focus on. She has to focus on herself right now before she focuses on a relationship. Because they even haven't signed a divorce paper. So who knows? Who knows what's going on at this point? But I'm just like, Corey, why are you doing this? Like, you already did so much to Carmen. There have been multiple allegations of him cheating from, like 2017. Even with his, he has a child without, that's not Carmen's. Even with, I think that was before Carmen, but he has a child outside of them. And then he has, it's been, like, many rumors. If you look it up, you can see it on the Shade Room trying to clear up the rumors. And it was the thing last year. And then the year before last. And I'm just like, Corey, what is going on? Like, let's get together, boo-boo. Because if you really love this girl, let her go. Because you're just out here cheating and cheating and cheating. Like, what are we gonna do about that? And this girl has forgave you so many times and, like, is literally fed up with your bullshit. And, like, you know, we can't sit here and victim blame because at the end of the day, she loved this man. Y'all don't know how love works for everybody. Love works for many different people. Some people choose to go back because they think they can fix it, or for the spite of the kids and keep the kids in a stable home, or just to just deal with it and put up with it. We do not know what they going on. All we have to do is just wish for the best for her and pray for her at the end of the day, because she's the only person that can get herself out of the situation. She is the only person that has to say so to put her foot down and actually get off the ground and stop letting that man kick her down. Because I would have been done with the first cheating, and then when y'all broke up and he's allegedly cheating again, he called you out your name and said he would deport you. We all know she is from, I think, the Honduras, and we all know from her accent. But yeah, he literally said he would deport her. And I'm just like, you don't say this to the wife and the mother of your children. Because when your kids find about this later on in life, they're going to despise you to what they did to their mother. Because I'm not going to lie, sons really love their mother. When, I don't know, it's just like a natural, like, thing. Well, kids are going to love their mom a lot, but you know how they got daddy's little girl, he got mom's little son. Like, come on. You know how sons are. And they're going to see this and be like, this is how you treated my fucking mother? Yeah, Corey, get it together. get it together. We gotta do better. Let this girl go. Let it go. And then he had the thing with King and Carmen, but we still don't know to this day if this is true or not, even though it's just a lot going on, but there's a lot of allegations going around. But and then he took her YouTube channel. She had to build a new YouTube channel up from the ground up. I'm like, yeah, baby, we gotta let this go. Not he stole your financial means and using it for himself. Like, oh, hell nah. He just took your financial source. Child, anyways, like I was saying. But yeah, I really want best for Carmen. I actually think that she's a sweet girl. She just lost right now because of her situation. And I just pray for the best for her, because as women, we need to stand together and not keep bashing her. A lot of people in the comments is saying, like, she's stupid for going back to him. Like, why do, like, I'm done with her. Like, what the fuck? This is a person that y'all don't know. Y'all see what y'all see because of the internet. We don't know what else is going on. Even though we might know a little something, we don't know the whole story. We cannot sit here and bash this young lady for her own life. This is her life. That's her life to live. And if she wants to fix that yet again with Core, then so be it. If she's finally ready to leave him, hell yeah, we're gonna be cheering for her either way. We should be cheering for her anyway, because at the end of the day, that's her life, that's her decision, that's her choice, and she has kids with the man. So get your foot off her neck. Get it off her neck, because you're crushing her fucking windpipe. Thank you. So Corey, I'm gonna need you to get together real bad, please, because you're gonna get your karma. What's it, CJ So Smooth, Corey So Smooth, So Smooth Gang? Get it together. Get it together. Anyway, but next on this topic, there was some videos. Prime has been reacting to the situation, and Prime did a sitting down with Michi and Dre. You know, this is why I appreciate Michi a lot, because Prime was calling her bitches and shit. And Michi was like, she's not a bitch. She's, like, her name's Carmen. Let's get it right. And, like, I get, like, you know how Prime talks, but in the day, you know, sometimes it's just the way you word things. You can't be calling a girl out of bitch, especially you, the one who brought her to the house, called her, and did all that, even though, you know, she's freshly single, even though she's separated but not divorced. You the one who brought her there, knowing that she's still married and has two kids, because at the end of the day, her priority is going to be her two kids. So she's not going to be worrying about no man. Unfortunately, she might, you know, she might like the attention of someone other than Corey actually being, like, very, like, truthful and, like, just opening their heart to them. But it kind of hurts the fact that she led Michi on, but she is clear as day to know where her headspace is. It's clear as day. Maybe she really just needed a friend at the time, and Michi was her friend. But, you know, Michi really liked her. Very unfortunate. But all we can do is hope and pray that something best comes out of the situation. I hope that she pops off, glows off, get everything that she wants out of this year. I just pray she gets a divorce and gets away from Corey and has joint custody with her kids and lives her life to the fullest and just have a great time in life, because she deserves it. No woman deserves to go through adultery, infidelity, and not trusting her partner and being threatened to be deported. Like, be fucking for real. That's still on my head. Deporting her. Deporting. I gotta find a video. I have to, because I don't think y'all gonna believe me. Because when I heard this shit, I just couldn't believe it. And then I think he also got lawyers and immigration into this shit, and I don't think this is the first time he said this shit either. Like, guys, hold on. Let me find
so
it.
So glad I remembered Uber.
I have to find it because y'all need to understand, like, I'm just sick of this shit. And then she lost her best friend, too. I think her best friend, you know, died. And I'm like, and then you doing this to her, too. Like, you need to be grown-ass fucking adults. He needs to stop acting like that. He's being a very, a narcissist. And then Corey just gets on my fucking nerves. Y'all don't understand. Corey is getting on my fucking nerves. And then at a point in time, she didn't see her kids for like 5 months. And my bad, he didn't see them for 5 months. My bad to clarify. And he is trying to take custody. And then he called her trailer park piece of shit. Like, all things under the sun. This is supposed to be your wife. And you talking about her. And then, because he went on Twitter and was like, you can take a trailer park piece of trash and give them the world. And they'll forget where they come from in front of people that don't know them. Sir, y'all both came up together. Do not do that. Do not do that. Y'all both came up together and built that foundation and that YouTube channel and made money together. Do not do that, because y'all both would have been without Karma and without Corey, without each other. Y'all would have not been as successful as you are. You need to thank that girl, because you wouldn't have these opportunities, all these cars, these houses, these veneers, these goddamn big blocky fucking veneers in your fucking mouth. I hate them fucking veneers. Please, guys, let's take better help, a better care of our teeth. And if we need to get veneers, make sure they're, you know, smalls, not mediums and extra larges. Be for real. I don't understand, like, and you're getting mad at her because you're the one who keep fucking cheating like a fucking little animal that can control his little willy. If you need to cheat, just let me go. Let me the fuck go. Hold on, I think I got a video of him ranting.
You know you're gonna get deported.
Hold on.
You know you like, I'm so on here because I don't give a fuck about y'all opinions, okay? This is about my kids and about a beautiful that want to get on this internet and play these games like majority of you females do. Yeah, real talk. But the reason why I'm so cool right now, because I wouldn't go do this. I was trying to be cool. Like, bitch, man, I ain't trying to take you to court because you know you're gonna get deported. You know you're gonna get deported. You know, you like this. I don't know if you're losing your brain. I don't know somebody next to this girl telling her crazy shit. You know what's gonna happen. And I'm gonna take it there. I would try my best not to take it there. I would try, like, you know what? And I would try my best not to take it there because I love my boys to death. And I'm like, you know what? I don't wanna do this anymore. But I need my kids to know what the type of woman you are. You ungrateful immigrant ass. And I mean that. I stand on it. And one more thing for all of y'all that played on my fatherhood. When I get my boys, and y'all see the life that they live, and y'all don't bring y'all ass over here. Oh, I'm sorry, I should have believed you. Stay y'all ass where y'all know y'all wishy-washy as fuck, man. This internet is so wishy-washy. I ain't never in my life seen the most wishy-washy people ever. Y'all jump on one bad wagon, and then when y'all see that, y'all jump on the wrong motherfucking wagon. Now y'all trying to backstep. No. Keep laughing. Keep thinking shit funny. Keep thinking that all that shit true that the girl's saying. Keep thinking all that. Y'all don't understand. Boy, I can't wait. I'm laughing at y'all too. Ha, ha, ha. Because, bitch, when y'all see what I'm about to do, and all my other guys follow my lead, when a bitch playing with y'all, this is the that y'all take. Watch this.
Calling the mother of your children a bitch is nasty work. That is diabolical. Getting the mother of your children deported is diabolical. That's nasty work. That is some evil ass shit. Remember, everything has a digital footprint. His kids are going to see this shit one day. And technically, sir, if she's an illegal immigrant, you are accomplice to housing and providing for an illegal immigrant. So isn't that like guilty by association? I'm not really updated on my laws, but you are an accomplice to a crime. Let's be for real. And I don't think she can even get deported because she had her kids are U.S. citizens and she's the mother. And even if you're saying you, ICE would have been took her ass if she's actually really that illegal. They would have took her ass. They would have been took her ass. So, sir, you need therapy. You need Jesus. You need to go to a mental institution, get a 72-hour hold, get some meds, and get a diagnosis to see what the fuck is wrong with you, because you ain't normal. You're not SpongeBob. Hi, I'm normal. You're not normal. Fuck that shit. You're fucking evil. You're the devil in disguise. The devil has his hands on your neck, whispering into your ear. You are evil. You're nasty. You're manipulative. You are a disgusting piece of shit. Spell it with me. S-H-I-T. Shit is you. You are not it. You're the shit. And not the good shit. You're the bad shit. You're the shit that comes out wet and watery. You're disgusting. And I pray that your kids see this and despise you for this. Despise you because you're evil, you're nasty, and you're disgusting. You don't deserve to have what you have. You do not deserve a place on earth. You do not deserve to be having all this power and freedom that you have. You need to be locked up. You need to be locked up somewhere away from other people. And then you talking about men, follow my lead. No, you need to be led into a jailhouse and put in isolation. You need to be locked up in that one room cell with no toilet, defecating on yourself. I don't give a fuck. Fuck him and fuck everybody else if y'all think like that. Cause what the fuck? Be for real. Fuck Corey. And praise Carmen. Fuck the fuck out of him. Fuck. And I wouldn't be surprised. He probably got some fucking ties on her and did some voodoo shit with his evil ass. I don't give a fuck. Fuck him. What? I'm sorry, but fuck you and be gone, you fucking evil ass bastard. Pray for Carmen, y'all. Pray for Carmen. But anyway, I really hope y'all enjoyed this. Please use this as a reminder to pick your fucking husbands right. If you see red flags, leave immediately. Do not be up in this situation. Learn, keep this as a lesson. Write this down in your goddamn journal. Take a mental note. Wrap it up. Put it in the gift box. And look at that shit every year to not go through this shit. Anyway, it's your host with the most, Malaysia. I really hope y'all enjoyed this podcast episode. And I'll see you in the next one. Peace.